Perikhes Mishnah. Hey, our Mishnah discusses a slightly unusual case where you have a balcony which juts out over the water. The previous case was talking about when you have streams or boros, the previous Mishnah is in the case of your chatzah where it's flowing through or it's in there. Here, imagine a place like Venice where your house sits just at the edge of a canal and your balcony, let's say you walk out the balcony from your bedroom and you look down and there's water underneath. Now, in the old times, they wanted to draw the water from that canal. The problem is the canal is a karmelis. It's not a private domain. It's not surrounded by mechitzos. So we have a special rule that we alluded to earlier in the perek, that even though you have a hanging mechitza that might be suspended in the air, since it's over the water, we have that kula that we can consider, in this case, good achis, that the mechitza, the barrier, which is suspended in the air, we view it as if it's carried downward. It's an imaginary mechitza that goes all the way down into the water. And therefore, if you have a gezuz, terishi l'maylam and amayim, you have a balcony that's over the water. Ein memalan himena b'shabbos, you can't put a bucket from the balcony into the water and fill from it on Shabbos. Elam kein asim l'mechitza gvoas or tefachim. So don't worry. You know what you can do? You can cut a hole in the floor of your balcony and put a mechitza surrounding that hole. If it's four tefachim tall, bein milamalam bein milamatam, whether that mechitza is up in your balcony, 10 tefachim tall, or you actually drop down the mechitza. Imagine you put a fence beneath your balcony, jutting down over the water, suspended over the water. Even though it doesn't reach the water, it's still considered to be a mechitza. You stick the bucket through the hole in the bottom of your balcony. Be careful, don't fall in, and bring the water up through that. Since you put the bucket straight down, the bucket is considered to be within the perimeter of the little mechitza that you built in the deck that goes down, and therefore it's from a rishus hayachid in the water to rishus hayachid on your balcony. What if you have What if you have two balconies? They each are going to put a hole in the floor of the balcony so that even the top one can drop a bucket through its hole, down through the next balcony on the first floor, through that to the water, up to the, and you're going to draw the water up through the bottom balcony up to the second floor. Also, El Yona, let's say they made a mechitza for the top one, and both of them, the bottom one and the top one, participated. So then, if you both made a mechitza, then great. But if lo asla tachtona, if they only made for the upper one, shtein asur asad she'arvu, both of them are asur until they make an eruv, because if the bottom one is separate, since the top one theoretically has drisus regal, has the ability to lower its bucket through the bottom one, the bottom one asurs on the top one, just like we spoke about earlier in the Mishnah, where you have two chatzerus, one of them is going to pass through the other one if there's drisus regal, and that inner one is asur, so it asurs on the outside one because it can pass through it. Different case here in Mishnah Tes, also talking about water. Now, let's assume that there's no issue here of zorea. It's not like there's grass in your chatzer. There's no grass growing, because otherwise, if you have grass growing, you can't put water in your chatzer anyway. But let's say you have a chatzer, which you're going to throw water into, and that water may spill over and flow out into Rishus HaRabim. And then you're going to, so to speak, be carrying or pouring from your private domain, from your chatzer, into public domain. So the Mishnah gives us the qualifications for how big your area should be that we consider it to be absorbed, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of runoff. So chatzer, if you have a courtyard, sheep chusa me'arba amos, that is less than 4 amos by 4 amos, 16 square amos, ein shofchim b'sochamayim b'shabbos, you shouldn't spill, you're not allowed to pour water into it on Shabbos, elim kein asla uka, unless you made a ditch to collect that water, that is machzekes asayim en hanekev l'mata, that collects about 26 liters, 2 saw of water, which is 12 kab, that it's going to serve as a basin to collect the water. Beimi b'chutz, maybe mifnim, whether it is in the Rishus HaRabim, and that's where it's going to be spilled, or it's going to be in the Rishus HaYachid. However, if you put it outside of the chaser, you have to cover it, because if you here's the thing. If you put it outside, if it's going to be a small enough thing that it's a makom patur, that's why it's okay to put in Rishas Rabim, because you're allowed to put something. We mentioned this earlier in the Masechta. We talked about it in Shabbos, that if you have a size which is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in area, that's called a makom patur, like imagine an old post box, one of those mailboxes outside the street. So pouring the water into that, a makom patur, is not a problem. But if you have a cover on it, which is mibachutz, you have to cover it because we're worried that maybe you're going to make it a shear that's going to be more than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and then it's going to be a karmelis, and you're going to run into the same problem of being similar to like the Rishas Rabim, being that it's a karmelis. Therefore, if you cut it, cover it, and you open it into a Rishas HaYachid or into a Makom Patur, it's not going to be a problem. But if it's bifnim, if it's inside the chatzer in the Rishas HaYachid, you don't need to cover it at all.